Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting heavy casualties in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed nearly 400 people, nearly a third of them civilians, since the campaign began 3 weeks ago. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says Russia and the U.S. have signed a memorandum of understanding on air safety over Syrian skies. Pentagon officials stressed it's not an agreement on how the two countries should operate in Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday called for calm during a visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Ban met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and warned against what he called the misuse of force. He also said he remains deeply troubled by the Hamas and Islamic Jihad praise of Palestinian attacks against Israeli Jews.
To the leaders of Palestine, I say, harness the energy of your people in a peaceful way to make their dreams and aspirations a reality.
Earlier, Bond said he understands the frustrations and concerns of both sides and urged everyone to oppose terrorism and incitement. Top U.S. and Iraqi officials say Iraqi forces have regained full control of a key town north of Baghdad after more than a year of fighting the Islamic State group. An Iraqi spokesman did not provide details of the capture of Beji, but a U.S. military spokesman said 15,000 Iraqi troops and paramilitaries were in control of the town. Security forces opened fire in the Republic of Congo Tuesday on protesters opposing a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso's bid to run for another term. The French news agency reports at least six people were hospitalized. This is VOA News.